So all of you who have Holy Spirit banners, I'm going to invite you to listen closely. And whenever you hear me say Holy Spirit or Spirit, lift up your banner and shake it around. You want to try that once? Holy Spirit. Awesome. Okay. I celebrated my very first baptism when I had been ordained a priest about a week or maybe two. My rector had to go out of town suddenly, and so I came in on my day off, and she gave me an emergency lesson in baptizing. What to say, where to stand, how to hold a squirmy baby while simultaneously trying to pour water on his head. And I was really nervous. And that Sunday, I did it. I baptized baby Brant. I poured water on his head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I anointed him with oil. Thank you. And marked him as Christ's own beloved child forever. And then a few days later, I met with the mentor that the diocese had very smartly given me to help me learn how to be a priest. And she asked me how it went. And I told her I was so nervous, I kind of blacked it out. But I do know that after, I felt like I'd been hit by a truck. And I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, "That doesn't surprise me at all, because you were in the direct firing line of the Holy Spirit." There's going to be a lot more, so you might want to save a little bit of your enthusiasm. So today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. And Jesus, who has gone into heaven, sends the Holy Spirit just as he's promised. And she blows into town like a storm and rains down her power and her gifts on the waiting disciples. She gives them what they need to do the work of God, the work that Jesus started when he was on earth. So I wonder what it felt like to be the disciples and to see the Holy Spirit blow into town with fire and wind. I wonder what it felt like. Any thoughts about what that might have felt like? Fire? Yeah. It might have felt crazy. Yeah. Any other? I wonder what it felt like.
A little bit crazy and weird.
Crazy and weird. Yeah, I think so. I wonder how it felt when the Holy Spirit. Weird. Yeah. I wonder how it felt when the disciples began to speak languages they didn't know before. Weird. Yeah. Sorry? Surprised. Crazy. Yeah. Awkward. Scared. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, all those things. But it doesn't stop there. The reading that our children brought to life for us, it doesn't actually end there. It keeps going. Peter's sermon goes on quite a bit longer. And then at the end of it, he invites the whole gathered crowd to be baptized. And 3,000 people are baptized that day, that whole crowd. And when those 3,000 people are baptized, the Holy Spirit shows up again. And she pours down her power and her gifts on the whole crowd. And she gives them what they need to do the work of God, the work that Jesus started. But it doesn't even stop there. Because this is what happens every time we baptize a new member of the church. Don't be fooled by how familiar those words become when we hear them again and again and again. And don't be fooled by the water and the candle and the oil, which seems so ordinary and small. Every baptism is another Pentecost. The Holy Spirit shows up to rain down her power and her gifts on the person being baptized, and to give them what they need to do the work of God, the work that Jesus started. I wonder what it feels like to hear that your baptism was like Pentecost. I wonder how it feels to know that the Holy Spirit rain down power and gifts on you. I wonder what that feels like. It makes you feel weird, and it makes you feel like, how did that happen? I wonder how it feels to know that the Holy Spirit rained down power and gifts on you when you were baptized. Something to think about. Yeah, Dylan. Strange? Yeah. Powerful? Yeah. Yeah. So, next fall, we're going to be starting a new Sunday school curriculum. Actually, it's not so much a curriculum, it is a whole different approach to the way that we do formation. It's called Love First, and the tagline is a children's ministry for the whole church. The word ministry means the work of God, and the word minister means a person who does the work of God. So that tagline, a children's ministry for the whole church, means two things. First, it means that all of us, every one of us, is responsible for supporting our children and their life of faith. Even the tiniest babies already have a connection and a relationship with God. Our work is to help our children, and actually all of us, to explore and to deepen that relationship. It's what we commit to when we promise to support each person who is baptized in their life in Christ. We belong to each other, and we need your gifts. And there are lots of ways to do that. Some of us teach. Others might commit to praying for our children by name, or visiting the Sunday school to share their stories, or showing us how to usher, or arrange flowers, or acolyte. Second, it means that you, our children, are ministers. And remember, a minister is someone who does the work of God. You are ministers. Not just in the future, but right now. The Spirit is poured on all flesh. And in baptism, the Holy Spirit has given you the power and gifts to do the work of God. This is why we pray that every baptized person receives the gifts of the Holy Spirit. A wise heart and courage and determination and knowledge and joy and wonder. And this is why we welcome the newly baptized into Jesus' royal priesthood. We're saying out loud what we believe is happening. Through baptism, each of us becomes a minister. I asked some of my clergy friends for their stories about this because I know it to be true. And here are a few of many in their own words. Our son has Down syndrome. We don't have a nursery at church. He has assumed a job of pew greeter. He learned to walk by grabbing on to various pews and sticking his head inside each one and saying, "Hi," one of the few words that he knows, to each and every parishioner. All the lonely ones in the back feel so connected and seen. It's changed the tenor of our entire congregation. At the visitation when my grandmother died, there was a bowl of chocolate candies on the table. My five-year-old took them and passed one to each family member, trying to make them feel better. It was like a sweet little communion as she passed around the room, handing a chocolate to each person. Each winter, we host people experiencing homelessness once a week at the church. And every single week, for the last several years, one of our elementary school children has made handmade cards for all the guests. This year, one of the guests told us he carried the last card around for the entire past year, because each time he took it out, it reminded him that he is loved. The Spirit is poured out on all flesh, each and every one of us. God needs all of us, and we need all of us, from the youngest to the oldest member. So let's live more deeply into a way of being church that supports and upholds the ministry of every member, for God's sake, for our sakes, and for the sake of the world.